Calm it down. Everything is everything, y'all.
My name is Maggie Dawn. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Usually I'm drawing about politics and economics and wonky legal stuff because I'm your friendly lady lawyer and economist and political commentator that you can find here on the Civic Media Radio Network coming to you from 5:40 a.m. the WAUK every Monday through Friday from 2 to 4 p.m. But if you're not in southeastern Wisconsin, don't worry, you can catch me on the free Civic Media app and across every single one of Civic Media's talk radio network stations. But in addition to talking about politics and economics and the law and all this wonky business, I've decided we all need a midweek break in this news segment that will be every 3:30 on Wednesday, every Wednesday at 3:30 that I have dubbed Over the Hump and Trump, because we all need a break, including me. And this morning, I had a little segment planned for today. We're going to use it next week because there's some really cool news that broke this morning that I have a deep personal connection to. Let's take a listen. If you haven't already heard, Cardi's got cut 1C that will tell you about the big news that broke this morning.
I'm trying to reach DC's event. Yeah, please.
This is him.
CeCe, hi. This is Jack O'Connell with the Baseball Writers Association of America.
Hello, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, and you'll be doing fine, too, in about 2 seconds. The writers have elected you to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Folks, that is the sound of former Brewers pitcher CeCe Sabathia getting the news from the Baseball Writers Association that he, on the very first ballot, has been voted into the Baseball Hall of Fame for CeCe. Cooperstown awaits. Now, you got to go back into the Brewers annals for why this is such a big deal for Brewers fans. Now, he closed out his career with the New York Yankees, And I'm glad he got to wear the pinstripes. That was a big deal for Mr. Sabathia. But for Brewers fans, including this lady here, his time with the Brewers was basically historic. Now, we've got some of the sound from one of the most notable games that CeCe ever pitched for the Brewers. And we're going to get to that. You're not going to want to miss that. But I wanted to tell you a little bit about Mr. Sabathia. By the way, I have a signed baseball from CeCe Sabathia. I have a few like little nerdy sports memorabilia things, and that one is one of my prized possessions. It's second only to the signed baseball that my dad signed after he cracked a home run in Old County Stadium before it was torn down when he was playing in men's senior baseball, which I love. But yes, I have a baseball signed by Mr. Sabathia. CeCe played in Major League Baseball for 19 years, which is really incredible. And for 3 months in 2008, he put the Brewers on his back and carried them into the playoffs. This was notable, of course, because the Brewers had not been to the playoffs since 1982, a 26-year drought. Now, everybody that's big fans of the Brewers these days, it seems like we make the playoffs every year. We've been spoiled. But back in the day, it wasn't so. It was a big, big dry spell. Now, I was but a little kid back in 82 and the 13-game winning streak in 83. And I remembered all that so fondly. My father gave me my love of baseball and specifically the Brewers. But that game in 2008 was absolutely amazing. He was brought to the Brewers in July of 2008 before the All-Star game in a major trade. He was brought in from Cleveland in exchange for Matt LaPorta, Zach Johnson, Rob Bryson, and Michael Brantley. So it was a huge deal. He made 17 starts for the Brewers, pitched 7 complete games. I just want everybody to marinate on that. 7 complete baseball games. That like never happens anymore. That's how dominant CC Sabathia was. But what I will always remember is one particular baseball game that occurred on September 28th, 2008. And Cardi, if we can start to get that sound queued up. This was the game that the Brewers had to win. They were playing at home. They had to win this game to get to the playoffs. And they were playing our I-94 rivals, those dreaded and dastardly Chicago Cubs. Boo! Everybody boo. Should be booing. Yes, boo! So it was a big deal. Now, at the time, I had moved back to the Midwest. And I was living in Chicago, I came up for that game because it was such a big deal. And I brought with me the guy I was dating at the time, who wasn't a huge baseball fan, but I was like, honey, get your butt in the car. We're going to Milwaukee because this is the game. This is a big, huge deal. And Sabathia had been so dominant. And so we've got some sounds from that game. And it seems like kind of this oddly kismet event that, of course, we lose the beloved Bob Uecker last week. And you're going to hear a little Uke doing some game calls from this special game on September 28th, 2008. But I was there with the guy I was dating and watched what was one of the most exciting sporting events I have ever seen in my entire life. Now, let me set the stage for this first cut that we've got from that game going back to September 28th, 2008. It is the bottom of the 8th inning. It is tied. The Brewers and the dastardly Cubs are tied 1-1. There is a man on first base, and Ryan Braun is up to bat. Let's take a listen to what happened next.
And there's a drive to the left field. This is hit well, and it's gone!
The Brewers take the lead over the dastardly Cubs 3-1. And if you're watching on Civic Media's YouTube channel or at Maggie Dawn Show on X, Insta, or Facebook, you have just seen me put on my wild card hat from 2008, bought on September 28th, 2008. Now, the Brewers needed to hold on, of course. Got to close out this game. So what came next? CeCe taking the mound for yet another complete game at the top, on the top of the 9th inning. Now, one of the Cubs, they get on first base, and then this went down. Let's take a listen to Uke.
Everybody in this place is standing. 45,299. Sabathia sets. Here it is. Swing and a bouncer. Double play ball. JJ, second. Relay.
Folks, I lost my mind. I had tears coming down my face when that happened. I have tears welling up in my eyes right now. It was absolutely overwhelming. I was one of over 45,000 fans that watched CeCe, again, carry the Brewers on his back into the postseason. Now, what made this extra special, including the win, including the go-ahead home run from Braun, including this historic season that CeCe helped close out for the Brewers to get them into the playoffs for the first time in 26 years. But here's what was extra special and that will always set this moment and this game apart in my sports fan memory was that every single one of those over 45,000 fans didn't leave the stadium. And they didn't leave the stadium because the Marlins were playing the Mets in Miami. And the Marlins, if they beat the Mets, locked the Brewers into the postseason. And again, those dastardly Mets, whom I will always hate after this last season for the Brewers. And so we all waited there with the game, the Marlins game, on the Jumbotron. And of course, there were people that whipped out huge stuffed Marlins because we were all rooting for the Marlins against those dastardly Mets. And I think we've got enough time to take a listen to a call of everybody waiting next.
Yes! Sabathia! A complete game! And the Brewers beat the Cubs 3-1! Wow. Raise a glass, Milwaukee!
What a game! My goodness, they guarantee at least a one-game playoff. Unbelievable game here at Miller Park. Incredible atmosphere. What a finish.
Complete game number 10 for Sabathia, number 7 as a Brewer. On 3 days rest, he finishes one. And the Brewers win a huge one. The 90th win of the year. And now everybody watches and waits while the Mets and the Marlins finish up.
So we're all waiting. And then this happens.
All right, Craig, thanks. And we're here in the clubhouse, obviously, because it's so tapered off and protected, the lockers and the TVs. All of the players are in the dining room, the players' dining room. They're all stuffed in there waiting for the final out. Of course, they're watching the Mets game, and just like we're watching the Mets game. And as soon as it ends, if it does end in a Marlins victory, you can bet pandemonium right in here. We'll be here. So we're all ready to go down in the clubhouse.
You got your Teflon shirt on?
I've been looking to get rid of the shirt for years.
Do they make waterproof shirts?
I think goggles are a must now. Champagne stings.
Uh-oh. So. Long slide.
Yeah. And here we go. Look out, boys.
The Brewers are going to the playoffs in 2008.
That is the crowd.
How sweet it is.
45,000 fans watching a Jumbotron.
Pictures
everybody
inside
was like,
of the Brewers clubhouse. Champagne is popping and spraying.
It's like winning the lottery twice
in one stinking day. And all the fans here at Miller Park, what a scene. 1982, the last time this team went to the playoffs, and they're finally back. In 1982, there was no wild card. In 2008, there's only one, and it's the Milwaukee Brewers.
The players came back out onto the field. The fans streamed onto the field. I didn't think I felt my feet touch the cement in Miller Park for the next 20 minutes. It was insane. And I'm going to tell us all what this moment has to say about this time right now in these United States. So come back with me, because I always try to pull it all together for you. My name's Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. My hat's off to you, Mr. CeCe Sabathia. I'm so happy you made the Hall of Fame on the first vote. Keep it locked, everybody. We'll be right back.